So you have worked at the ICTR as a translator for over 10 years.
Yes.
And what have been some of the challenges of being a translator?
One of the most important problems that we encountered is that most of us were not lawyers. Most of us were not lawyers. I am not a lawyer as in my training. So, and you know that the lawyers, they have a very particular language, the idioms. So we had to learn the way lawyers think. You had to be able to write a document that a lawyer will recognize as a legal document. Because if you write it as a lay person, they feel, you know, they have their specific language. So you have to make that effort. So we had to learn law in a way. And at that time, the chief of section organized some legal classes. We were given the training on, you know, not in depth, but so that we know the language, we know the way they function. We had to learn about the civil system and the common law system, know these things, and before you could, you know, be efficient. Yeah, that is one of the most difficult thing part of it. But fortunately, this is a closed circuit place, and so the language is almost the same. Things are most of the time the same thing. So if you really put your mind into it, you can, yeah.
And once you learn it,
yes, yeah, you good. Become conversant, kind of. No, it's not too difficult to know what it is. But you know, with time also, because at the beginning we didn't have like appeal trials. Now we are having. So you go on learning, and because it is different, the type of thing you are supposed to work on is not exactly the same thing as in the first instance. Yeah, that kind of thing. So that is a challenge, and in the same time, it's very interesting because you learn new things, you learn how lawyers think, and personally, I feel everybody should be trained in law, not in debt, but since our lives is administered in a way, there is no way you can escape law. So maybe I feel, you know, like in the secondary school, they should give people some basic knowledge of law. Because we really need it to function, I think.
So earlier, you were mentioning the difficulty when you were in Kigali, and I imagine it might have come over as well when you came to Arusha, the difficulty of translating witness statements, the descriptions of what happened, what people were relating.
Mm-hmm.
How would you call that a challenge to the job, or?
The work of a translator in Kigali and in Arusha, now it is the same thing because of the internet. But at that time, we were dealing with slightly different material. That is, we were working mostly on witness statement and whatever the prosecutor, because at that time they were still doing the, how do you call it, the acte d'accusation. The indictments, they were still doing the indictment in Kigali. We were not this far gone into the trial. So we were working on the indictments, the witness statement. And when I came here, I moved onto the trials document. So, but it was more or less the same thing, because when you work on the indictment, then you know most of the time what the trial is going to be about. So it wasn't too different. After 4 years, we kind of get conversant with whatever they are doing. So it wasn't that difficult.
So as far as the descriptions that you were translating, that's what I was trying to find out is how did you handle, you were talking about when you would translate these things, these sad things that people were relating, and you would just cry. How did you deal with that? Like how?
We didn't have any specific way of, you know, I'm from a community where we gather often. So that was helpful in the sense that after working during the weekend, we'd get together, sometimes talk about it. And that was it. There wasn't much we could do about it because in any case, that was the situation.
Were you aware that that would be the situation before you arrived in Kigali?
No, I didn't measure how bad it was. No, not really, no.
If you were going to talk with a translator who was going to have a job similar to yours in the future, do you think there's a way to prepare or support them in doing that? Anything you would want them to know about?
I suppose so. But no amount of coaching can really give you an idea of what you are going to deal with, you know, unless you have been there and you sit the person down and you give them examples. It's very difficult to give the extent of what went on. Yeah.
Do you think having examples of that might help for people to understand?
I suppose so, yeah.